FMX Network production.
Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to develop the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. Take a look at our roster of Levi Kitchen, Cameron McAdoo, Seth Hamaker, and Drew Adams. Visit ProCircuit.com for more information on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
When you're away, I never think of you. Don't think I wanted to.
All right, Gary Marchbanks, look, it shouldn't be much of a surprise. You got your best finish here. You won here before. But honestly, your last two races probably should have been top 10-ish, and then shit went sideways. So do you feel like this is due to you?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's just, I guess you could say it was shit luck the last two rounds. But that was also coming with the fact we were learning a lot with the bike. We'd think we'd have something, and then we would go to another direction, and I mean, it wasn't just team, it was me also. I wouldn't say I was spun out, but we were just trying to find stuff to make me feel comfortable for a whole 20 minutes. And this week here in Florida, we really dug into it, found some stuff, did some motos, felt like I was able to do a full 20 at a race pace. And then we made another change today, and front and back setting. So I was like, all right, well, let's see how this goes. And, proved that it was good. I was able to motor the whole 20 and was really happy with that.
Yeah, it was a real, real steady race for you, I felt like. Lap times, consistency-wise, some guys got you, you got some guys. But, like, yeah, your pace was pretty good all main event.
Yeah, no, goal for tonight was to be top 10. I got tired of just running up there. Stuff would happen, weird stuff, and then I'd crash, and then I was kind of out.
Yeah.
Kind of smacked my head a couple times, so I was kind of like, I play it smart just to pull off and don't be an idiot.
Did you get a handlebar on the balls or something last week?
Yeah, there and on the behind, and smashed my face on the whoop, and like had a black nose, and I was over it after that one. I was like, I'm going back to the truck. But
so these changes, this is like, regardless of the crash outs for the last couple weeks, these are changes you're gonna. This isn't a Daytona change. This is a bike change to help you go forward at every race?
As of now, yeah. I mean, I feel like everyone's like, oh, we changed the bike so much for Daytona. We really don't. I mean, it's just a couple clickers. Try to be as good as you can be with it, but you never know how the hell they prep this damn track. Are they, one year they want to do outdoors, one year they want to be a full-blown Soupy track. So that track was sweet this year.
It's a little different.
Daytona. This was the better ones I've seen that didn't want to freaking murder people. Okay, so
yeah. That's what they were trying to get away from, like with all the jumps, you know?
I mean, yeah, they've been so great building tracks this year. Like, not to criticize. Yeah. I mean, they've been doing it for how long? They don't know how to build stuff proper yet. Like, build everything the same spec, same everything. Like, it's our job. Like, you know, everything should be the same spec, and they build all this stupid crap. It's like, that's why guys keep getting hurt. It's so annoying.
Well, hey, man, good job tonight. Good job for the team, too. Like, you guys all needed this. It's cool, right? Thanks.
I'm so proud of this team. Like, the amount of work they did, and then me and Brock, I mean, I'm pumped with it. So, yeah, it was good.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want me to hold that mic?
No, we're good.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Who's starting?
Okay, you go.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Shimoda, Daytona. Really good day for you. Built on Arlington nicely. Crashing the main obviously hurt the result. But happy with the progress from round two?
Yes, progress-wise, yes, I'm happy. I think we're making right choices. Qualify was a little bit better today, and killing the starts lately, so that's a good one. But, yeah, main event, just personal mistake more likely. And, yeah, we try to get still better, you know.
For myself, Joe, I've been really, like, we know you have limited time on the bike. I feel like your fitness, heat race, main event, like you said, you made a mistake, but your lap times are good. Are you surprised at how good, let's say, your fitness is, you know, with such little time on the bike?
Yeah, I think I always had a good fitness. I'm working with trainer Joe, and we have a really good program. So, yeah, I think the fitness wasn't really an issue today. It was more like the other stuff I have to work, you know. So.
How much are you lacking on bike setup? Obviously, you didn't have much time to prep. So are you chasing your tail a little bit with settings on the weekends?
Yeah, we're making a lot of changes on suspension, most likely. I think the movement-wise is really good. But for whatever the reason, I'm trying to get a little more hold-up. It's been kind of close to bottoming out, so that's been hurting a little bit. But the guys are working really hard, and it's improving, improving way better than last weekend. So, yeah, I think next week it should be better.
When we talk about last week, the red light stuff that we all talked about, you've had a week to think about it. Certainly, like, you know, it wasn't in the rule book. We know all that stuff. Do you look back and, like, are you pissed about it, or do you kind of understand it, or is it something that's motivating you to, you know, to maybe, you know, show these guys, or I don't know, like, what's your feelings a week later?
Before to talk about the red light situation, I'm not speaking for my own benefit, but I do think it confused everyone. So for my own safety and for my opponent's safety, I think they should make it a little more clear. And obviously, it's not cool to see them change the rule right after the race. So it's after they announced that, it makes me feel it was a little bit unfair for me. Which I heard that they had an issue with their remotes or whatever the reason is. So, yeah, I mean, I will take that second place. I think Pierce rode great. He can have that. But I think the points-wise, we can make it a little bit of fairness there. So
one more for me. After two races, if someone had told you where you were, how you're doing, just off the box and on the box, would you take it?
Off the box.
Okay with, like, you're okay with that, with these two races?
The results wise?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I think last weekend was good. This weekend was also good. But like I said, I just made a mistake on the sand. Yeah. I think that's more like on me. I, knowing, you know, lacking on something on a motorcycle or myself, I should just honestly let it go. Maybe just take a second, or just maybe let Davies go for this one, you know. Yeah. But I think that was kind of, I raced too hard. And that was on me. So.
Does it mean you're 100% physically? I mean, you good? Is this nothing bothering you at all physically?
No, like fitness-wise, today I actually felt really good. The second race just felt really good, but it's the problem. That's not the problem for me. So.
Last one from me then. Going into Indy with the Triple Crown, any concerns there about fitness across all three main events, or do you really feel like you're normal Joe?
Yeah, fitness is not there, and I'm doing my starts really good. So I just need more pace. Let's get this hold up thing right, and then if I can grab another second or something, I think it'll be a game changer. So Triple Crown should be a good one.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Lars Lindstrom. You didn't get interviewed tonight for the radio show, but you did do a Fox and Friends morning hit, so we got our interview in.
Yeah, Fox and Friends. The guy seemed like he knew. He was a little bit bigger a deal than you.
Okay.
They were talking about Iran. Daytona. Iran. Yeah. So.
Good night for you. Look, Eli heavily favored, and Hunter kept him close and went charged at the end. So, like, I think if you're you and you're Hunter and the dude's won eight times here, I think you'll. You don't ever want to take second, but you'll take second?
I mean, yeah, I think so. Dude, his last lap was a 17. It was his best lap of the race.
Oh, I thought his second last. Well, so no. He did an 18, too,
yeah.
Near the end. And
yeah,
then he did it. Okay.
He did a 17-8. Eli in the beginning. I will say that in the beginning, Eli kind of, if we can even say that he still goes beast mode, he's just kind of good all the time. Like, I think you guys have said the same thing, right? And I agree with that. But he did step it up and really, like, charge, which I guess you could call that. So he did that in the beginning there and got by and kind of pulled that gap, and then it was tough to make it up. But he did a 17-2 then. And then on the 17th lap, Hunter did a 17-8. So that was impressive to me. And, he just it's one of those things. I think we're stoked that we got second. We're still got a red plate, but only by one. But, yeah, like you said, Eli at Daytona, but it would have been so sweet to beat him, you know. And it was.
And ultimately, he was ahead of him, you know what I mean? Like, there was set up that way.
Yeah. And especially, we had such a good day overall. Like, he was fastest both sessions, crushed it in the second session especially, won the heat race. So, like, I'm not bummed. I think that we can make improvements to make him happier, but this race is such an anomaly compared to the other races that we're going to be at, that, I mean, we need to maximize every race that we're at, and we did that, I think. You know, I mean, freaking we almost beat Eli Tomac at Daytona, you know, so.
Almost like last week, like, first guy to get by Kenny, he needed to get by. I mean, if he maybe gets by Kenny, maybe things change, right?
Yeah. I think there's, yeah, I mean, we lost by 1.3 or whatever what it was. So, yeah. And
not that Kenny was holding him up, but you know what I mean?
No.
Eli's life a little harder and everything.
Yep. And dude, Kenny's so freaking good. And it just, yeah, exactly. I agree with you.
Joe's night done in by the sand. Everybody I talked to said the sand was insanely tough. Yeah. A bummer for Joe.
Yeah. To me, it looked like he was starting to get a little fatigued and kind of getting a little loose anyways. And then the sand was so deep, and he didn't really have the greatest line. And, maybe he was a little over the front and it tucked and whatever. But even then, I mean, for his second race back, this is a tough physical race. It would have been nice to get on the podium for sure and get those points. But, I mean, big picture-wise, I think he's only 5 points out of the lead right now for Pierce. So, not a bad night. I mean, great start again. And then in one more week of, you know, building, so to get a little stronger.
I was talking to one of my dumb shows, and I'm like, man, if he can just get in the top five a couple weeks to get going, he's better than that. You know what I mean? Like the goal should be better than that. So I'm impressed.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully, consistency is key for him, I think, and then trying to build. We got, you know, after this race, we'll have a weekend off, so that's one more week where he can get stronger and all that stuff. So, and we can get the bike a little better for me. So, yeah.
Not to delve on the red light stuff and what happened, but let's delve into it. Yourself, Brandon Wilson, strongly worded statement. And I think rightfully so. Like, us and the media guys kind of ripped them a little bit. What was it like around headquarters and dealing with AMA? And I mean, are you satisfied with what they did?
I mean, obviously I'm not satisfied.
I mean, like, with the changes.
I mean, the yellow light was something that I should have been there the whole time. I don't even... Maybe I'm a terrible team manager, but I didn't even know that the red light had been, I think it, you know, was yellow before, whatever. So that was something that just needed to be done. Anyways, they didn't really address the flag thing at all. So now I think everybody's a little confused on, like, okay, if there's no lead-in lights or whatever, I can just jump on a, you know, like, obviously it's not like that, but it definitely opens it up to that conversation. So, yeah, not stoked on that. I don't think anybody at Honda stoked on the whole thing in general. We fought it as hard as we could. We pushed on them and, not really happy with, well, you know, the little response that we got from them, if any. So I think that could have been better. And I think the whole thing, it showed that it was a miscalculation on their end because of all the, like, all the media outlets, like, you know, like, not just you, but all the other ones, fan, you know, kind of the outcry from all of them, too. And just, you know, just kind of everywhere. So, yeah.
I mean, you guys had a point, like, Jed at St. Louis is why the lights came in. Hunter at High Point. Another one.
Jed and Chase Colorado.
Yeah, so, Chase in Colorado. Chase if you guys sit there and say, like, hey, we feel like we're getting the short, I can't blame you. Like, literally a bunch of rulings have gone against you, for sure. And then we had Deegs going off the track a few times. Nothing happened. Julian did something. Nothing happened. So, I think you guys have a right to feel like, hey, man, we seem to get it a lot. I think that's a valid point.
Yeah, I mean, it sure feels like that, too, you know. Like, hate to complain and be a crybaby, but I think we've always taken it on the chin, even though I think sometimes we've – I mean, I've always fought it, you know. You have to. But there's been quite a few of them. I remember Hunter on 250s at Ironman coming out of a turn. Can't see it. And then, you know, they're, oh, sorry, we have to dock you. And, like, and now that they're using the rule book where it says that they can, if it's not blatant, then they can rule that it's, you know, not
discretion right there.
Yeah. And they use that for this time, but they didn't use it for any of ours in the past. So that part, things kind of sting, right?
The gated Ironman where Mike said, hey, I hate to do this to them, but I got to call it by the rule book. Okay, Mike. Jumping on the cross flag, call it by the rule book, you know. So, anyways,
that one's a little different because I and I've always been, you know, like Mike's a good guy, and I think he does, you know, a good job. I think he's wrong in the situation, but in that one, there wasn't really any, like, they couldn't really call.
Went back to the discretion thing.
Yeah, but that one is not in the rule book written that way.
Yeah.
The red cross flag is.
Yeah.
So that one is a little bit different. I mean, we still got screwed.
Right.
But anyways.
My point was, like, he's saying I got to, because it's black and white in the rule book, I got to penalize Jet. Well, also black and white in the rule book, jumping on a red cross. Also black and white. Nothing about leader lights.
No. The red cross flag has the if it's not a blatant ruling, they can give you just a fine or warning or whatever.
I must have missed that part.
Yeah, but they had that before, too, and I argued that point, and they always gave it to us. So that's the part that stings.
Last thing, when you guys were dirty Team Honda and Wyndham took out innocent David Villeman at Phoenix, never seen McCarty more mad, but it ultimately went to Ohio to the AMA board, and Wyndham got his points back. Can you guys do that, or is that process removed? I don't even know.
That whole process, that's the only time. I thought about it later. Okay. That's the only time I've ever heard.
Yeah,
but that was a penalty that got reversed.
Yeah.
It's not a penalty that didn't get a call.
Yeah, you'd be going for a penalty to get called.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. But that whole, I don't know, man. Yeah, it's maybe I
don't know, man.
Maybe I could have done better on that. Exactly. Yeah, I could have done better on the whole situation.
Yeah.
On my end, but I know that I had an awesome team of top management like Jeremy McGuire, Brandon, and even John Stevens and all these guys that had my back and really fought hard, and we got together and did our best to litigate, I guess. I gotta go Harvard Law.
Yeah.
I really need to get my degree,
and
maybe then I'll be able to get somewhere, but I'm just the worst lawyer in general, because I've never been able to really get...
And
just... being cool with the guys at the AMA doesn't help either. So I don't know, dude.
Hey, J-Bo, we're cool.
Yeah. And Pelletier too. Hey, we're buddies. But
yeah.
That doesn't seem to help. I mean, which I respect. I mean, I shouldn't get any special treatment. But anyways, whatever.
All right. Thanks. Good night. Good job for Hunter here at Daytona. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Ken Roczen. Yeah. Ken Roczen, Daytona. Another good race. Came up a little short on this one, but I mean, it was good to watch. I mean, I felt like you rode good.
Yeah, I feel like I did too. We made the decision to not go with the paddle tire because I don't like it around, and I would pick my tire again. But in a deep sand section like what it is right there, it's just I have no forward momentum, right? And then you jump that wall jump, and if you don't land in a perfect rut and downsiding that, I mean, you're sticking, and then you're all over the place because it doesn't pull through the sand. So I feel like more than 50% of the race, I sucked there and left too much time on there. And then when those guys passed me, I really wanted to stay on it. I felt like I did a good job to be able to capitalize or learn. And then Jordan Smith, not his fault. It was a bad timing because over that wall jump, there's only one way to go, one line to take because it has a little kink in it. And he was there, and I jumped, like, basically going the wrong direction and what the track even went. Then I lost so much time, and Cooper was coming actually at one point. So lonely third in the end. But, yeah, I'm still happy with my riding. I just told these guys I would have killed a couple years ago for these podiums, and I got a podium, so I'm trying to look at it that way.
I would think the paddle would work okay here, or, like, just...
I rode it this morning. I hate it. Okay. I can't. Because also, like, it is hard, because anytime you're on a straightaway, it's grass underneath, so it's not, that deep. And then the berms, that's where it would normally help, but it does get ruddy, and it's grabby, and I can't finish my turns. I just don't personally like it, so...
Yeah. You'll take the third. I mean, there's a different Daytona. I talked to the Dirtworks guys. Did you like it? Less jumps, less rhythms. They felt like it would be racier.
I did. It's nice to have a change of pace. Having said that, the only area I didn't like is past the mechanics area. I mean, I got so sketchy one time in the main event, too. It was way too fast. Those little kickers, they have really deep ruts in it, and they can have big kickers, and you can't see them. With 21 tear-offs on it and stuff, you just kind of go, So that side of things, no, but that wasn't really a real rhythm lane. So when it comes to that, it was pretty basic. But I did enjoy it in the end, yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Joey Savacci, another good night. And coming up, I think you were 9th to 5th, somewhere around there. Like, it was a really good ride from you again here in Daytona. Good job, man.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it was good. It's hard to be upset about a 5th, right?
Yeah. Moving up to a 5th.
Yeah, the only bummer for me is just, like, by the time I got to 5th, to see that next group in front of me was so far ahead of me. I was kind of by myself.
But they're a factory riders making a ton of money.
Yeah, but it's just as good as I felt today. It was one of those days that, like, I would have loved to have gotten away with them and just seen, like, maybe I still get my ass kicked and they yard me. But to have the speed that I felt like I did today and as good as I felt, I never gave myself a chance to see what could have happened in the main. So, we'll go home this week and I'll be able to do some starts. And we'll try to be better.
Was AP behind you the whole time or in front of you?
He was
coming up. I think
he was behind me, but I don't remember if I passed him early on.
Yeah.
or if he was behind me the whole time.
Where'd you think you were gaining on Malcolm?
In the heat?
No, in the main.
Oh, before I passed him. A little bit everywhere. Like, I think he's saying that he's fine, but I think he's still nursing something a little bit because he starts off pretty good, but body language looks like fatigue, like he's milking, or not milking, but he's, like, favoring something. And that's what it looks like from my perspective. But just a little bit everywhere, like able to kind of charge through things and absorb things and just a little bit here and there.
It wasn't a typical Daytona where, like, it was treacherous. They took jumps out. They tried to make it more racy. Lap times didn't vary much. You guys were all kind of doing the same thing. Different Daytona for sure, right? Did you like it or not like it?
I thought it was way better. Okay. This is kind of like we've talked about before, though, like, hopefully for next weekend in Indy, they know what happens normally. So maybe they make it a little bit mellower to where you can still race and not feel like you're going to die. And that is one thing that here especially do at night. Like, the lighting is not the greatest, especially on the far side. So, like, we've been here before, and you have, like, a gnarly rhythm on the far side, and you can't see the bottom of the ruts because the lighting's not the greatest. So, in my opinion, it made for way better racing like this because it still got gnarly, don't get me wrong. But it was mellow enough to where you can still race and move around and explore things without being like, oh, my God, this 3-5-3 into a table over two. Like, I don't want to move because I don't know if I'm going to front flip.
God, may God be with me. Right?
Yeah, so, like, I give RC a lot of shit, but I will say, like, this direction of a little bit tamer. I don't want to say mellower, but a little bit tamer. Like, we know the track we have in the heat race and the track we have for the first qualifying is not what it's going to be in the main event. So, like, keeping that in mind, I think they did a great job knowing how bad it gets in the main and still making it a safe, raceable track.
How deep was that inside run on the off camber? Good God.
Yeah, I know. It was, but, like, you couldn't go outside. Like, I did it in the heat once, go outside and double around.
Well, Hunter was making that work in the main.
Was he really? Okay, see, I only went out there a few times, but there might have been a cut off line, like, where you could get it pivoted.
The optical illusion from the press box looked like he was going to decapitate the dude on the inside.
It was, but, I mean, again, it's like, the inside is favorable, but I also almost made passes going outside. So, like, as it gets gnarlier and gnarlier, you have to move. So, like, when the track's not super gnarly, like I said, it gives you the freedom to move and be better.
Kenny told me he didn't run a paddle tire, and he was really struggling in the sand. Do you know why he didn't run a paddle tire?
He didn't run a paddle?
Do we know why?
Shit, I don't know, dude. That's insane. I mean, I don't know if Coop had one.
Really? Okay.
Press day, Coop did not have one. Dude, I was shocked at how many guys did not have a paddle on. Especially, dude, coming into the season, there was a handful of riders that I know for a fact were running a paddle every day on the Supercross track. And that, we've just, like, 86 that quick.
I think once the three did it, we all did it. I don't know.
Yeah, but, and it's even, like, I don't know. It's the bike reacts a little different. Yeah. For me, personally, like, when I put a paddle on, the rear is low.
Yeah.
So then I struggle with front end being too tall and, so I don't know. Like, it's on one hand, we've talked about testing just the setup for the paddle in case we ever want to switch. I don't know about next weekend. Like, typical Indy, you might be okay with a paddle. As gnarly as it gets and as much traction as there is, a paddle could be viable. So, it's crazy to me that Kenny didn't have a paddle.
This is turning into the Supercross of Joey. I think it's cool. Fans are liking it. You're doing really well, so it's got to feel really good to you. Last question for you. Like, lower gears in the bike, first, second, those kind of gears for your bike. How do they feel out there when you're in those lower gears?
I don't think we didn't change sprocket this week.
Okay, so just normal?
Just, like, just stuck with the normal gearing.
Yeah, okay.
What were you referencing?
I was just wondering how it felt. You felt like you were able to get over stuff a little better. I don't know.
Like first was a little bit longer?
Yeah, a little longer.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you got to watch the broadcast. I think RC leaked that information last week.
Okay, check that out. Hey, awesome job, man. Really, really impressive. Keep it up, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. All right, Cullen Park, first of all, you've raced Daytona a bunch. And I talked to the Dirt Jerks, and they're like, yeah, we took some jumps out this year. Didn't make as long rhythms. Try to make it more racy. What did you think of the change, if you noticed?
for sure noticed, like, honestly, yesterday in press day, I was kind of bored of the track and after the first session. And then I went back out for the second session, and I was like, whoa, like, it's actually crazy how gnarly it got. Mm-hmm. But the only part that was, like, a bummer is, like, they made the sand section so gnarly. And, like, dude, honestly, okay.
It was really the only thing that separated a lot of guys, though.
It was so hard to pass. Like, I hate to be that guy because, honestly, if you're going fast on someone, you should be able to get around someone. Yeah, yeah. But I let Swole literally ruin my race. Like, I raced behind him the whole time. Like, didn't even get tired because I was trying so hard to pass him. Never passed him. I passed him, and then I passed him on the left-handed off-camber on the last lap, and then the right-hander. It was either, like, let off or he's going to kill me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I tried to square him up. He still got me. But, yeah, so, like I said, I don't want to be that guy that says, like, it was hard to pass, but it was really hard to pass tonight.
It seemed like, I mean, everybody's doing the same thing, right? And generally in Daytona, you see the lap times vary a lot because mistakes happen. I didn't feel like it was really, you guys were making any mistakes.
The toughest part of the track, like, which was just the sand, like, trying to get through that. And then I was stoked that they took out the inside berm after qualifying before the whoops. That was the stupidest thing I've ever seen because it's like, I don't want to sound like the guy that has this big opinion because then my opinion doesn't matter. But, like, why would we have an inside berm before the whoops? Like, that's just automatically making guys jump. And don't get me wrong, I was one of them. I started jumping, but I don't like jumping whoops, but you have to because the berm, the outside berm was so far out.
Let it form naturally or whatever.
Exactly, because, like, in the main event, there became an inside rut, which is normal. Like, whatever, it's Daytona. Like, that's completely normal. But, like, it just took away the ability to kind of skim because it was, like, which, again, Drew Adams went P1 for skimming, so I'm eating my words. But, like, the consistency part of it, it was just easier to go inside and qualifying. And I had my best qualifying today ever at Daytona. I qualified 7th overall, which was even better than Dallas. Honestly, I had a good day, but 7th in qualifying, 5th in the heat, and then 8th in the main. But, like I said, I just let Swole ruin it for me. And that was on me. I mean, no one to blame but myself. Because I think had I got past Swole, like, my times were better, I think, than the guys in front of me. And I would have – but it's on me.
It was definitely a different Daytona. I've been coming here for a long time. It was definitely a different Daytona for me. And it was a little, for lack of a better term, kind of not challenging, not that exciting to watch, you know, because there wasn't anything great going on.
Yeah.
Where normally somebody makes some quad out of something and a braking bump, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I didn't see that. But, I mean, they were trying something.
It was definitely like – it was like a good racetrack. The way it formed up and the ruts and like
it was. You told me it'd be a great practice track.
Yeah, but it was probably for the conditions that we were dealt with the rain. Yeah. Honestly, it was probably a great track because had it been gnarly, it would have been really scary. I think earlier in the day.
Yeah.
So overall, probably for the weather and everything, it was awesome what they did. Those guys are great at their job, so I don't want to sit here and critique them because they are really good at what they do. But honestly, I felt like the worst part of the track were the two berms that they ended up taking out on the insides because that was like. After the first qualifier, I'm like, I have no idea how you're going to race this track with those two berms. And so once those got taken out, I thought the track was a lot better. I just wish the sand wasn't so gnarly because, like, even, like, after the wall, like, it was just very one line through there. Like, where normally in the sand here, there's at least options, and I didn't feel like that was a thing tonight. Again.
So we'll mark you in the not a fan of the track category.
No. I liked it. It was just, like I said, tough to pass, but I just watched Eli go to the pack. So it's like, hey, I'm just a guy with an opinion here. So, yeah, I mean, overall, though, good night in Daytona. And I feel like I'm doing a lot better than what the results are showing from the first two races. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's coming, and I'll put it all together.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, Ian Harrison, Red Bull KTM. Man, your guy was heavily favored to pull this thing off, and Hunter gave him a good run, but in the end, it's Daytona. It's Eli Tomac. What are you going to do?
Yeah. No, I know this route all too well. I mean, we've followed him around here for the last
good
10
point.
Years.
Yeah.
But no,
Dunge only got one, I think.
Dunge got one. I think, in 16.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been since then, since
right.
we won one here.
Yeah.
All the other times, second to Eli.
Right.
But, I'm just so impressed with this guy. The effort he puts in, and when he opens the throttle, we were just looking at how wide open the throttle is. We just can't believe it.
Yeah.
And hanging off the clutch like a guitar string, you know, just going for it.
Yeah.
So, but he was good tonight. Like that, he came from fourth to, I think around fourth or maybe fifth to win is exceptional.
I said earlier, I'm like, if he wins this, he's going to earn this one. He's passing all the guys, you know, all the best guys, right?
Yeah, exactly. And those top four guys, I mean, you can't take anything away from them right now. They're really in the zone, you know. So to just get by them is tough.
Yep.
So
I didn't look at the sector times, but I felt like, as usual, in the sand, he was crushing it. I don't know if you looked at it, but sand, he was doing really good.
Yeah, no, in the sand, he was really good. And then some of the guys were in the back, and they said he was actually really good in the whoops, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I'll check it out in a little bit tomorrow on the flight.
And we went back to a paddle.
Yeah, we had a paddle for this one. We talked about it a few weeks ago, and we said, hey, it's just a tool.
Yeah.
And you can't just shut something out. You need to use whatever you have,
sure.
You know. And this place definitely, I would say, leans that way.
Yeah. Speaking of clutch, actually, something that came to my mind. You guys obviously put the cable back on. How is he with the clutch and the bike? Because I know the Yamaha guys, Cowie guys, a lot. You know, the way he rides, he abuses a clutch. How have you found your bikes holding up for that? Have you had to do weirdo things and now you're at a cable, so it's different? Like, how is he on the clutch?
I'll tell you, in the beginning when we first heard we were going to get him, I was panicking about the clutch. I'd literally seen some of it. When they opened that thing, it was like a furnace coming out of there.
Yeah.
But these guys over here, these Austrians and stuff, we really put our heads together, and Carlos too. And the clutch is amazing. He goes the whole day with the same clutch.
What?
And at home.
Really?
And at home, I think he practiced nearly the whole week with the same clutch.
You should go tell Rich at Yamaha that. No, he won't believe it.
No, it's great. Seriously, I'm not. Tonight was the same clutch the whole day.
Austrian brand, man. Yeah.
No, it's amazing. Yeah.
That is really good. Hey, I feel like AP's coming around. He's riding a little bit better each week. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. I would say, right now, I'm really, really impressed with Savacci's speed.
Yeah.
So he was right there tonight. So that was nice.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, and then to get past those guys, then you're behind the four guys that have been the front runner since, you know, A1. So I'd say for AP tonight was a nice step in the right direction.
He told me yesterday he did some testing, and I reminded him that he's a horrible test rider. And he said, I am, but they're working with me.
Sometimes, you know what the problem is? He's too nice.
Oh, okay.
So when you go testing, he doesn't want to, like, nah. So he kind of gets away. And then when he gets to the race, then he gets a little aggro.
Hey, man.
Wrong time. Right, dude. But,
We
made progress. He's better.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, hey, congratulations. Really cool for you guys to do this. I didn't realize it had been that long since you won this damn race.
We finished second a bunch of times.
Awesome.
But nice to win it.
One point back.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ian.
Thank you. Welcome.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, Evan Ferry, how's your setup?
My setup?
First question people want me to ask you. The whole thing.
My setup, like bike setup?
Yeah.
Honestly, today was good.
Listen, I wasn't going to interview you until we got a main event finish. We didn't finish where we wanted to.
No.
But we finished the main event. Front crash in the first turn, and that was kind of all she wrote?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, fell over in the first turn, and just bike was just really twisted, and I didn't honestly know what to do. That was my first main, obviously, so I was like, well, I'm not going to pull in. I'm not going to pull off, so I'm going to just try and ride this thing to the finish, and did it as best as I could. I was jumping all the jumps as straight as possible because my front wheel was stopping in the air, but I think
it had to be in your mind to be like, hey, I got to finish this thing no matter what.
No matter what, I was like, I'm finishing it.
Right.
Whether I pulled over in the pits and then rode over the finish line the last lap, I had to finish it.
Right.
So it's been a long, I would say, depressing 3 years, maybe even 4 years. I've had a really rough time, and I think my heat race performance was okay. I think that it obviously could have been better, but I think that I showed that little red dog's still around. So
the heat race was fine. Like, it was all good. Good to build on that, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and then I had good speed even at the end of the heat race too. So, I mean, I know it's only a 6 minute plus one lap moto, but you know, when you actually get a start and you can actually start riding and stuff, you know, it's easy to get arm pump. It's easy to kind of, like, you know, lock up or a little bit, but I didn't lock up. Actually, I felt the best I probably have felt ever in the last, like, two laps.
Yeah.
So it was good.
All
yeah.
Right, well, listen, first of many, let's start building blocks, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Huge step in the right direction. And we'll see everybody at Indy.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yep. Thank
cool.
you.
Thank you. Marshall Welton, I had you in fantasy and I was cursing you, dude, because Henry's riding really good. He got you and then took off and he was riding great. So good job to Henry, but also screw Henry. But then, dude, you made it happen. With a pretty good collision, but you stood up.
Are you talking heat race or when
no.
Henry got me in the?
Didn't.
Well, he got me in the main. He did. He
yeah.
Me out.
Okay, wait. No, Henry didn't get you in the LCQ.
He didn't. Well, he got me in the LCQ, or the heat race, and the main.
Okay.
Yeah.
I meant the LCQ. And, like he, you were battling, and good job for Henry. He just pulled away. But yeah, then it got ugly.
Kudos to Henry. We've had a battle our whole career, really, and. It's always been us two battling no matter where we're at on the track, what position we're in, and we always end up, we're just magnets to each other, and kudos to him.
The white flag went, and you really, you were pretty far back. You made up a lot of time from end of the white flag to going into that, the other section, like after the whoops.
You know whose voice was playing in my head?
No.
Phil's.
Oh, Phil?
Yeah. I wasn't going to hear the end of it if I didn't make it happen, and so thanks to Phil.
Did you hold it on in sand? Like, did you scare yourself or something to close that gap, or do you think he maybe messed up?
So what happened, I made a big mistake, I think, two laps previous to that in the little rhythm section before the sand, and I knew I had to, get back to work. And I think I didn't do anything different. I kind of just stayed the course, and, if I was there, and then I made a mistake, fell back, and then... back again. So just a little bit of yo-yo, and I'm happy that I was able to execute. I've been on the other end of that stick a lot, I feel like, in a lot of my adventures, but I'm happy that I was able to.
Did you know he was coming in when you got him? Like, you squared it up, and you're like, here it comes?
Shoulder was braced. I was ready for it.
He just kind of bounced off.
Don't blame him. I mean, I wasn't even going to be mad.
You'd do the same thing.
Yeah, I would do the same. And if he wanted to have words after, I wouldn't even be mad at him for it. It's almost like you have to. Those positions are tough. Fourth place transfer spot. If there's ever a place where it's okay, it's right there, especially in the 250 class.
Maine was pretty steady for you. Like, you kind of, I had your fantasy, so I didn't notice you moving up too quick, but also you kind of finished where you started, I feel.
You know, Chris showed me plus 9 on the handicap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
Did you DNF?
Yeah, I did DNF. Well, yeah, bike malfunction and bummer there, but...
If you have any problems with handicaps, it's JT, Truman, and Parabinos.
I feel like it's deserved, plus 9. It gave me some good potential, and I don't know, what does plus 9 give me for a 15?
You got 40 points. You did pretty good, 35, 40 points or something.
Star player, good. I'm happy with it.
But I feel like, you didn't move forward, didn't move back, like kind of stayed where you were?
No, I moved forward a little bit. Okay. Yeah, beginning laps, and you kind of picked away at it, and Henry ended up getting me, I think, 3 laps to go, just dogged me out. And, just honestly, it's been my first big race in a long time, and just a lot of everything. I'm had some good luck here and a lot of bad luck here, and I'm happy that I just, make it through. I get a main event result in for the year, and it's something now I kind of expected myself to be. I was hoping a little bit more than 15th, but I'm not super negative about it. I think it's something respectful for the situation and where we're at, and just something to work on into next week. Hopefully we get closer to that top 10, keep getting those single digits.
How's the team? First time I talked to you all year, so obviously the MX6 team, you joined them last year on Yamaha, switched to Cowie in the off season. How's the team?
Man, it's rad. I'm taken back with how many changes, we've made as a team since October, since, Ali became involved. There's been we went from a lot of more of a privateer-ish team to really made that step to, professional, this is how we're doing it. And it's been great. I mean, a lot of these things I've never experienced for the team before, where a lot of these, my responsibilities are taken off the plate. So really respect that and have a lot of, excitement, looking forward to the future, just something to build off of. And I've been working back at MTF again. They're with the boys, Lobie and Colleen, and it's just kind of getting the ball rolling again, That 250 East Coast off season's long, so so it was this long off season, didn't know we were stacking up, but I'm pumped to get things going again.
Cool. Thanks, Marsh.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks. Grant Harlan, good job in fantasy. I picked you had to go to LCQ, but man, I think you rode pretty solid in the main. I didn't watch a whole ton of you, but 14th, 15th, around there, Jordan got you, I think, late, but that's good for you.
Yeah. Jordan got me maybe the 15-minute mark, and then he fell again.
Oh.
I got him back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Jordan had not a great time.
Rough. I know it was rough for a couple guys.
Yeah.
I kind of started out pretty slow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just...
That's what you do, though.
Yeah, I just tanked the first few laps, and I was like, all right, dude, just hit the lines, and guys kept crashing, and I was like, all right, cool.
Sand was brutal.
Ah, dude. The sand was bad to race in, but getting lapped in the sand was by far worse. Because where do you go?
Yeah.
Those guys are tripling and quadding through the sand, and I'm rolling.
Straight line through it.
Yeah. It's inside, and it's like, okay, I go to the right or left.
Yeah.
And then I'm in their line.
Yeah.
It's like, where do I go? What do I do? And then they're bitching at lappers for being in the way. It's like, dude, I'm just out here.
Hey, man, what do you want me to do?
I don't know.
I'm struggling with this just like you.
Yeah, I think Hunter got me in the stand, and I'm like, if there's another guy right behind him, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, you're kind of screwed a little bit. Stress for you to your heat race, you fell in the first turn or something, you were dead last. But stress for you in LCQ, or like, you were riding better, and do you look around and be like, I should get this?
Yeah, this weekend I was like, if I don't get in, we have real big issues. Heat race just got bumped a little bit in the first corner. I actually got a pretty good jump, but I think I was too much in the middle with a good jump, and everyone kind of like pushed out just enough, and it kind of like bumped me front end, pushed in the sand, tipped over. Just one of those like wrong place to get a good start. And then LCQ, I was like, dude, you know, obviously got to get another good start, but I felt like I don't want to say had him covered because everyone's riding pretty good.
Hill in sight. You kept Hill like decently.
Honestly, I feel like Hill was just testing lines out and having fun because he was like,
that's also a possibility.
He was just jumping stuff and he didn't look like he was trying. I'm like, all right, you know, I'm just gonna. If I see him, Harrison had a big gap to me, so I was like,
is this three in a row or two in a row?
I made San Diego off weekend, Glendale, Seattle off, in Dallas here. So
we're on a bit of a roll.
We're starting a streak again.
We're getting a streak going. Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to make it a out of the heat race streak again.
Yeah. Let's do that. All right, Harlan, thanks. And you beat the team owner.
I did. Yeah. I did. Yeah. This is twice now that I made a man and he hasn't.
Start taking parts off your bike.
He might. That's fine, honestly. We're pretty stock, so it's fine. Take him off.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Cool.